weird to go back so quickly to Homestead. You know who's going to run the wall and be committed to it.
Had a good shot the last 2 years. Just need to put it together.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Last season, Homestead Miami was in the Cup Series playoff as the 34th of 36 races. But in 2025, it's number 6 on the schedule, and it's been only 147 days since Tyler Reddick's October win.
I wish it could have stayed in the playoffs, but it seems like over time we've been making the racing better at more tracks. So there's more tracks that I feel like that belong in the playoffs. So it is just one of those tricky things, but it will be nice, but weird to go back so quickly to Homestead.
Ryan Blaney had the lead on the white flag last fall, but for the second year in a row saw a potential win in Southern Florida slip through his fingers.
Yeah, the last year when that was a driver error of not doing my job on the last lap, and just try to look back on those things as far as that scenario, what would I do different? But as far as kind of our approach, it's just a matter of trying to keep putting yourself in position to win that race. I'd like to win there. That's a tough place to win at, and I've had a good shot the last 2 years. Just need to put it together.
Kyle Larson, however, put it together to win at Homestead in 2022, and he did it by running what's been dubbed the Larson Lane, just inches off the wall in the high bank turns.
Yo, me and Reddick, Noah, like those guys, you know who's going to run the wall and be committed to it. But there's also a lot of guys that don't have to. They do a really good job not having to run the wall.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them, the ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
A former runner-up at Homestead Miami in the next-gen era, Chase Elliott hadn't been very competitive until last fall when he led 5 times and made a serious bid at getting his first win on the 1.5-mile track.
I mean, heck, we hadn't led laps at Homestead in a long time. So I was really, really pleased with our progression, and I thought we got to a place that was really competitive. Just need to keep building on what we were hitting on there a few months ago.
PRN's Garage Pass, not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.